ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
I'm fascinated to see what they do with Tua. I mean, I feel like Tua has proven a lot of stuff this year, but one of the concerns people have had is his durability and his health. And, you know, it feels like if it's not one thing, it's another every single year. And I'm not, you know, it's unfortunate. That's really all it is. It's not an indictment of him, but it is a question of like, okay, this is going to kind of be the make or break. Do they invest in him after this year? Do they pick up his option? Do they wait?
How can you invest in him long term if next season, because he's going to be the quarterback next season, unless something insane happens, right? Where you're able to convince Lamar Jackson, or like it would have to be something big like that, because you're not going to go out. Everybody talking about Jimmy G. I mean, that's ridiculous. You're not going to go out. You're not going to get Carr. Like, none of that makes sense for the Dolphins right now. You're better off.
It needs to be
Tua.
Yeah, it needs. I've never been into Tom Brady, but it's going to be, if you're going off of Tua, it has to be something seismic, and it's
right.
It comes down to probably three. It's not Derek Carr. Get the hell out of here. It's not Jimmy G. It would have to be Lamar Jackson. I would say him or Aaron Rodgers, or if they go back to the Tom Brady well, it's going to be something. And I'm not saying I'm for that or against it. I'm saying like, that is what's going to cause them to make the move. It's not going to be.
But even Brady, Tobin, like, okay, fine. Brady, next year, you can make the argument that he gives you a better chance than Tua. Like, fine, we can do that, right? But that means you're done with the Tua Tagovailoa era for a quarterback. You're going to have one season who's 45. I don't get that.
Here's the thing that you have to get, though. He's 83 as an owner. You know, he's old. He's, you know, only, you know, and I think that's what it comes down. He's clearly had his eye on him forever. I don't like it. Aaron Rodgers, you know, always some weird stuff going on there in Green Bay. You never know when it's going to be. It feels like that could happen at any time. And then Lamar Jackson's obviously the hometown story, and he's been at a contract impasse with the team for a while. So I feel like those are the guys it would come down to that could – that you have, I think that the Dolphins have a meeting about it. Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer, all of them. If you're Stephen Ross, you're like Derek Carr, Jimmy G. Like, no, he's going to do it for a star. He's going to do it for somebody, because one thing that we have to recognize, Tua is very popular amongst the fan base. There's a lot of people who are, you know, haters. I think they're a very loud minority, but I think the guy ultimately is very, very popular amongst the fan base. And I think that if you're going to convince people, it's going to have to be a lot like they did this year with the Brian Flores thing, is where, oh, we're going to have this shameful thing where we're getting sued by our former coach. Hey, everybody, we got you Tyreek Hill. Ah, you see? Like, it needs to be something that really has you forget that Tua is gone, if that's the way they go. But I think if they don't, no, I think he's done enough to say, hey, I think with him and this coach and these weapons, if he stays healthy, it's just a big if. But yeah, I think the guy on the football field, I think we have shown is good enough to get them some games and good enough to win them a lot of games and put up a lot of points and put up a lot of stats. He had a good season.
It comes down to, do you believe Tua can stay healthy though?
Yeah. And how do we answer that? How is it possible to answer it in this sport that is somebody healthy? Like, and how squirrely is this with concussions? Like, we have now seen three different scenarios with concussions. We have seen him get one during a game, come back and win it. We have seen him literally get his body shut down, frozen, and get stretchered off a field. And we saw one that went unrecognized, and we didn't realize that he had a concussion until after the game. So how do you know?
And this will stay with him for the rest of his career, right? Like,
yes.
5 years from now, Tua takes a hit and he kind of stays on the ground a little bit. Well, guess what? He's going to miss 3 or 4 games just based on, you know, precedence now where he has head injuries. And, you know, I mean, like we found out that on Monday, the reason why they put him in concussion protocol after Green Bay was because he didn't remember certain things from the game. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like all that matters now, because next year, if he takes a hit, well, you know what's going to happen. The Dolphins are going to feel like they're in a position because of what happened this season. Like, they can't put him out there, even if he goes through and he passes concussion protocol, because of the precedent that's been set with him. So I think that comes into play too, where even if he's healthy, fine, but all it takes is that one hit where he's on the ground. And even if he doesn't have a concussion, you have now the pressure from the fan base, the pressure from the league, and just the pressure from like an ethics standpoint of what are you doing to this guy?
Yeah, and that's a tough place to be in, because the Dolphins were already in a place this year where they were scrutinized for it, feeling like they were covering some things up, which I don't think that they were. I'm just saying, like, that's how they were treated. And, you know, they've had 2 investigations now from the NFLPA into how they handled 2 concussions. So I don't know. I don't know if that's something they want to deal with forever when it comes to this guy. I mean, and then have that, you know, searching for a better term, but that cloud that hangs over him.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Because, you know, ultimately when the guy plays football, I think, you know, he can do some really, really exciting stuff. Him and Waddle and Tyreek were a fun connection this year. We're talking about franchise records that were put up with this guy at quarterback. A super explosive offense all over the place.